Good afternoon. Are you awake? No. Doesn't sound you guys are awake yet. Welcome. You are right on time. Okay. As you see, the title of the sermon this afternoon is Fearfully and Wonderfully Made. What are those made fearfully and wonderfully? We just had this thing delivered. Is it wonderfully made? Man-made. But it looks great, right? Jaguar. This is new model. Made in England. Experience the 2002 Jaguar XKR today. With a supercharged 4.0-liter, 370-horsepower AJ V8 engine, resistance is useless. Looks great, cool, yeah? You wanna drive it? Let's see, something else, maybe looks made wonderfully. What God made. You know Etna volcano, Etna mountain in Italy? Isn't it beautiful? They have fireworks all the time. Sometimes this fire could consume you, but they still love it. So volcano is one of the wonderful things God made. Sometimes dangerous, but it is fearfully and wonderfully made. Let's see other things. Look at this little fish swimming. See that fish protect itself by changing color. See, you can't even recognize the little fish. Okay. All its environment is a pinky, beautiful. It changes the color. Nature is really fearfully, wonderfully made. Let's see, something else. Can you see this? Gobi Desert. This is Alashan in Asian. I think in China, desert, when you are traveling there without water, without the food, it's a dangerous place. But when you drive through desert with a dependable car, you know, you feel the desert. Really, this nature is made fearfully and wonderfully. But today, I want to introduce you something more, much more than this desert or volcano or fish or human. We don't call it creation, human manufacturing. Guess what? Anybody? This little baby. I visited him as soon as he was born on Wednesday. Then yesterday I visited him again. I fed him. And I fed him. Fed him formula. And he's being fed from Grace's breast. Also formula. She's not making much juice out of it yet, but you know, as a father and now grandfather, I have witnessed little baby coming out of a womb. I took a J with my own hand. Healthy boy. He didn't look that monstrous that time. He was a little bit blue. Josiah was pinky from the beginning. And having son is one thing, having a grandson is another. I felt that marvelous works of God in coming of this little baby. And the word that immediately came to mind was, you are made fearfully and wonderfully. No matter how beautiful nature is, no matter how beautiful human manufactured stuff like a Jagger looks, there's no way you can compare those things with little baby made. It's a wonder. He looked helpless, but he does everything. You know, the difference between animals and humans is animals, as soon as baby is born, baby is supposed to walk and do everything on his own, on her own, right? Otherwise, they die. But human baby, somehow, God created it differently. When you were born, you cannot eat yourself. You cannot do anything on your own. Even the eyes, you cannot see yet. And the lungs was not built to breathe freely, because baby didn't breathe from lung when the baby was in mom's womb. So it is a little bit shock. That's why Josiah is still in hospital, but he's very healthy now, beautiful. And so human baby at least 1 year, much more than 1 year, to be independent. Sometimes it takes 20 years for you guys to be independent. Why? That's the distinctive element of a human birth. Because humans are different from any other creatures. The bond between parent, especially mom and baby, is being built through this interaction of feeding and helping. So humans are born to be loved. With that love, that intimate relationship with the parent and baby, baby really grow richly and wonderfully. That's the way God built human. So man is somehow weird because of that. They constantly crave for love. That's how we come to God. See, that today the Bible verse, I didn't let her read because that would, interrupt my these things show. But let me read it. Just think about it yourself. Just as if you were born, like Josiah, now, okay? Put yourself in this position, because this is what really God wants us to know. Psalm 139, verse 13 through 16. Let me read it. For you created my inmost being, my lung, my brain, my hand, everything inside, even my soul. You knit me together in my mother's womb. It is God's hand who knit us together, all our parts, little pieces together. Think about God is forming us in my mother's womb. It is His hand. He did this carefully. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. Every one of us is made fearfully. So marvelous. You can't even express other than fearfully and wonderfully. This is the uttermost expression you can use. Because every one of you is made fearfully and wonderfully by the hand of God, who is mighty and who is love, who cares for every bit of you, every piece of you, even single hair, God cares for you. They are marvelous. This is what God really wants us to know. We are, just because God made us this way, we are fearfully, wonderfully made. That's why we care ourselves, our soul, our bodies, our mind, our spirit. They are fearfully and wonderfully made. God does not make mistakes. All His works are perfect. All His works are wonderful. So every one of you is wonderful works of God. Know that. And live that. And enjoy that. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. My frame, my bone, little piece in there. Nothing was hidden to eyes of God. God saw every single thing. He made it with His own hand to put them together. Think about little piece. Josiah was so small, 7.5 pounds, but had everything. Nothing lacking. He was craving for love. When I was woven together in the depths of earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. Think about it. God's eyes saw our unformed body. See that you have a form now, right? Everyone has different form. But even before you were formed, there is something, okay, fetus. Even before fetus, you were like little eggs. Yeah. Yes. Two eggs met, become, not really, one egg and one something. This is wonder. Don't laugh. This is a real mystery. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. See, this means even before we were born, God already ordained all the days of your lives. So what you are doing here, it's not just something happened by chance. No. Everything God ordained. Your lives are precious. And God wants you to know that. Put yourself again in Josiah's spot. Close your eyes. Well, before you close your eyes. You like this, don't laugh. Not much different. I saw many babies you are all adorable. And you are still adorable, whether you like it or not, to the eyes of God. God cares for you. God wants, you know, God really loves to see what you guys are doing now. Worshiping. And whatever things you do. Studying. Having fun. Sometimes grieving. Say that, I praise you in the morning. M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. Because God is watching over us. God enjoys us. In return, God wants you guys to enjoy your life and return your love to God through worship. So worship is this relationship between Josiah and God, between Josiah and grace. That's the worship. You come to God, your Father, who saw you even when you were unformed little fetish. And you share that love. God touches our heart. He loves us. Close your eyes, folks. Let me read this verse again. And know who you are. That's all I want to know. All I want to do today. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, Lord. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Let us pray. Oh, gracious and loving Father, thank you for giving us life into this world. Thank you for making us fearfully and wonderfully, Lord. Lord, we offer you our praise and love in return, Lord. Lord, let this realization of our wonderfulness, our fearfulness, forever inscribed in our heart so that we may not forget who we are. I pray all this in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.